wish you all the best. I must be moving on. Oh no. I wish you all the best. I must be moving on.
This next one is our newest single. It's called Blood and Rails. We even have a video for it. That's on our website.
Really cool old footage.
Yeah, from 1917, we were able to find some public domain footage of a rail opening. I think it's California or North Carolina or a combination of the both. And it's archive footage of just old trains and stuff.
And people waving. A lot of people waving. It's really creepy because they're all dead, so
yeah,
that's neat.
Yeah. So this one's called Blood and Rails.
WMFO Medford.
So Peter's going to change over his instrument. He's changing over to a mandolin. Oh, no, sorry, banjo. I'm playing the mandolin.
Say, Sam, when are we playing?
Oh, yes. Yes, we are playing February 13th in Maynard, Massachusetts. We're playing at the Serendipity Cafe.
That's it's a nice place.
It's on Nason Street. It's a really nice place. Great people own and run the place. And, you know, really good food, locally sourced. It's a really great hangout. So from 8 to 10, we'll be playing there. And then on February 20th, we'll be playing at Atwood's Tavern. That's a Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And Atwood's is a really awesome place. And we're really excited about playing there, too. So from 4 to 6 about is when we'll be playing there on Saturday afternoon. So in the summertime, we play a lot at farmers markets. And you'll see us every now and then, just farmers markets here and there. Belmont, Cambridge, all kinds of different places.
The Harvard Yard one's good.
Harvard Yard is awesome. And, you know, so we're often playing in the afternoons in the sunlight, and it's hot out and everything. And so it's always kind of nice to play a daytime show in the winter to kind of remind us what it feels like to play in the daytime.
We get paid pretty well with all groceries.
Groceries. Really good local farm food. Can't beat it. So this next song is called Darker Spell. It's about a vendetta.
Together raise the moon.
This will be our last song of the evening. This is a song called Easy. Also on our website. Mm-hmm. It's a song about remembering to take a breath.
Thank you so much to the Farewells, coming to you live from Studio D on the Town with Mikey D. Thanks. All right, up next we're going to have a band that is playing at Club Bohemia on February 11th. They are called Positive Negative Man, and this is their song, Gasoline.
Gasoline. She's got to be detoxed. gasoline. She poured it on my heart, and she lit the match to cause the fire to start. They say the earth is warming up, the ice recedes at the poles. They say the earth is warming up, the ice recedes at the poles. I asked her to douse me with water. I don't wanna burn anymore. She poured on gasoline. She poured it on my heart, and she lit the match to cause the fire to start. I really tried to melt the ice around your heart. I really tried to melt the ice around your heart. It was Chrisley who sang about burning up. She poured it on my heart, and she lit the match to cause the fire to start. We'll be right back.
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
All right, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Let me just tell you what we just heard. We just heard Currents with their song Build Up, coming off of the CD Mondegreen. Before that was 2 a.m. Taco, straight out of Walpole, with their song Ghost, coming off of Start Here. And before that was Positive Negative Man with their song Gasoline. And as I said earlier, playing at Club Bohemia February 11th. Ta-da! Now you have plans. And I have the Farewells with me in studio now. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for that gorgeous set. It was wonderful. Well,
thank you so much. Thanks for having us. We've been looking forward to coming.
Sure. And we were just discussing how it's just quite a different experience to sit in a room by yourself with silence and no feedback from anybody at all.
Indeed, yes.
And I think more microphones than we've ever played in front of at one time.
Yeah,
that's a lot
very thorough miking.
It was very good miking.
That is right. Joel takes this very seriously, and you sounded fantastic. So,
thank you.
Yay. So, what's up? What are you guys doing these days?
Well, we're working on singles. We're doing one single at a time, recording it out of the house.
Nice.
And releasing them digitally. And when we have enough of them, we're going to put out another CD. I think we only have three completed right now.
Three completed, one started.
And a few others that need to be done.
Three in the wings.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have an EP to put out, hopefully in the next year.
Yeah, so. I would guess by summer or so.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the EP. Give people a little chunk. And then is less stress for the artist to like keep producing. So like, when can I release this? And I think it's as a consumer, and a fan, it's like, oh look, I got like three or four or five little songs. I can play that.
Yeah, and I think our Litterbug EP is seven songs, and that I thought that was just the perfect length. Like it just seemed like at the point when we finished it, it was like, this is done. Why would we? Yeah. It would just be filler if we tried to squeeze something else in here. It's perfect. So
yeah, that was the last one we did in
2011.
Oh, 11. Yeah. I was going to say 7, so 2011. 2011.
And we recorded 7-11, whatever.
Yeah, it's all starting to, anything after 2000 is starting to sound the same now, you know? But we recorded that out of the house as well and got that mastered at Abbey Road. Yeah. And they did a real nice job of that. But we're taking a cheaper budget this year, this time, doing it on a cheaper budget.
Yeah, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys have been putting out music for a long time.
Yeah, we've been together for probably...
you said 17 years, I think?
17 years, about.
We first got together in 99.
98 or 99 or something like that.
Yeah.
I was working as an engineer at a recording studio in Boston. And Sam's band came in from New Hampshire, and we hit it off, and Sam agreed to do a song with me singing.
Mm-hmm. And I had already decided that we were going to be playing together all the time, even though he never offered that or invited me to. I told everybody I knew that's what we were doing. And then at some point he said, you want to just keep doing this? And I was like, oh, thank God. Because I already told everyone we were, so...
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Ray. So how many EPs or CDs have you guys put together?
We have two.
We have one full-length album that we recorded. That was a while back. It's called The Shady Tree.
That was, we put out in 2002.
Yeah, that's an old one now.
And then 2011, we put out the seven-song EP, Litterbug. And then we have three singles that are available
Yeah, and we've done those for download. The last year, over the last year.
Yep.
Cool. And more to come.
I love this the singles plan. I think that's really kind of cool.
Works. Like, it works, yeah.
Where do you guys normally play?
Well, we play a lot at the Serendipity Cafe in Maynard. It's right near our house. And
perfect.
The people there are really awesome. And Maynard is a really cool town, and we love just being there. I'm kind of part of the community there. I have an art studio over there. So, you know, we do that. And then
in the summers, we play a lot of farmers markets.
Farmers markets.
All around
and,
the eastern part of the state.
Yep. And we'll be playing at Atwood's in Cambridge next month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind of like random this and that. Mostly, I mean, we usually do a lot of cafes and kind of unusual venues because, I don't know, I think it's kind of like our music just seems to gel really well with unusual settings.
Good.
Yeah, so. A few art shows that you've had, we've played
yeah,
at.
Yeah, art galleries and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay. Awesome. So your next show will be in Atwood's February 20th?
February 20th is Atwood's. February 13th is the Serendipity in Maynard. So
yeah, that's
very
the first
nice.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Valentine's weekend for lovers.
So you'll have lots of love-themed or anti-love themes.
Yeah.
Or
try to mix
unrequited
it up a bit,
love
right?
themes.
Yeah. And a little drama to the night.
A little mayhem and murder. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
Because you'll have all kinds. People are really happy to be out and really aggravated to be out.
All right.
So, cool. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for stopping by
Thanks
and playing for
having
us. It was really wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks
it
for
was
having
great.
Us.
Sure.
Thanks.
And like as I explained earlier, this is the part of the show where it's like whatever's left on the table, that's what I'm playing. I don't necessarily have a plan. So we are now going to check out a song by the Symbian Project, and it is called Root. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Wax Monkey, and you're on the town with Mikey D. On 91.5
FM, WMFO, Medford!
Thank you.
And that is Radio Compass with Cider Lime coming off of their Paper Cuts CD. Before that was Axe Monkey with Queen of Sheba, recorded here on the Town with Mikey D back in January of last year. Before that was When Particles Collide with their song Storm Cloud off of their latest release called This Town. Dirty Bombs was before that with Ambitron, coming off of Alpha Transmissions. And we started the set off with Symbian Project with their song Root, coming off of Semiotic. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen, and we are just about done. Please come back next Wednesday night, 9 to midnight, for all the local rock we can squeeze into 3 hours. And we put an awful lot in. So since we only have a few more minutes, let's get back to some songs, some last couple tunes. Next, we will be playing a track off of the latest Juliana Hatfield 3 CD that is called Whatever My Love, and this is Blame the Stylist.
Sacrifice.